two Romans, because you see, he was an ex-chihuahua. There wasn't much of him, but what there was all cojones. He really was a ready-made fella. Big dogs, small dogs, it mattered not to him. The canine equivalent of Errol Flynn. At the drop of a sombrero, he'd jump up and get a taking Gomez out for walkies was embarrassing.
Taking Gomez out for walkies was embarrassing.
I remember one day in the park, his daddy rose by four, and
Sidney Gomez amassing
to please the patient noodles and the patient labradors, and a woman who just happened to be passing. I tried 100 ways to curb his animal appetite, kept him on a lead and locked him up at night. I even put some bromide in his chunky meaty bites, but the only thing that worked was kryptonite.
Yes, the only thing that might have worked was kryptonite.
Then came the fateful day when he tried to consummate a liaison with a single little blossom. Even though he was quite clearly fighting well above his rate, he didn't let that minor detail stop him. He merely pulled it off, oh what an acrobat. But Bodwin got bored and down she sat. They say that after making love you often feel quite flat. I'm sure that little Gomez would agree with that.
Yes, I'm sure that little Gomez would agree with that.
So I buried Gomez in the park, his happy hunting ground,
a sad, hostetic finale. I had to dig a grave that was rather flat and round, cause he looked like a squashed tamale. But I really missed my wheat chihuahua chum, went down to the tech shop to buy another one. I went in feeling happy, but I came up feeling glum, cause the man down at the pet shop loved corny puns. Yes, the man down at the pet shop loved corny puns. And he said, yes, we have no chihuahuas. We have no chihuahuas today. We've got Alsatians, Dalmatians, the fruits of our flirtations. We have Alpine Pekingese and a toupee. But yes, we have no chihuahuas.